Turn a knob, push a button, twist a dial. Voices and music wing their way around the world with the speed of light. The miracle of radio is accepted today as commonplace. Yesterday's most fanciful dreams are now everyday realities.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1338, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this week's show, we'll experience some longing, do some stretching, have a house rent party, hear from Eddie Davis, and have a cardiac segment. Victor Vorsanger had a birthday segment a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if he composed anything else, but he wrote the tune, I'm Always Longing for You. I could find no recordings of it, but there are plenty of other songs about longing, and here are three of them.
Thank you. that song is baby for you. That constant longing makes me so blue. If the moon and the stars never cease to shine, still I miss your shadow walking close to mine. I can't lose that longing, baby, for you. I long to hold you, believe me, I do. I'd forget you if I could. I tried, but it was too good. Says I can't lose that longing, baby, for you. Oh, beat that piano, boy. You know I can't lose that longing for you. If my little gal out there in the highway will tell her how you do. Yes, yes.
The Wingy Minone Orchestra, with Wingy himself singing the Mort Dixon lyrics to I Can't Lose That Longing for You. Music by Jesse Greer. That's from Bluebird B6804, recorded February 4th, 1937. Before that, Mike Mosiello's tune, Longing for You, performed there by the Tuxedo Dance Orchestra, a pseudonym for Fred Hall's orchestra. That's from Madison 78, number 5070. Recorded April 21st, 1930. We started this longing set with the original Memphis Five and those Longing for You blues, written by Frank Westfall. Banner 1068 was recorded May 10th, 1922. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. It's time once again for another Rapidly Rotating Records vocabulary lesson. Statistically, about 36% of you out there have at least one cat. We have two. Luca, a dark gray domestic shorthair, and Samantha, our tiny tuxedo, both rescues and both getting up there in years. The vocabulary word is pendiculation, first used in 1611 in the writings of lexicographer Randall Cotgrave. You may not be familiar with the term, but you probably observe your kitty engage in pendiculation at least once a day. Pendiculation, also known as SYS or stretch yawn syndrome, is the involuntary instinctive act of stretching and yawning, typically upon waking or after long periods of inactivity. Of course, humans also pendiculate, which helps reset the nervous system, improve circulation, and relieve tension. So, what do you say we do some pendiculating? Thank you.
I had a fall, 5 to 21. When I get back, we gonna have some fun. Up the river, daddy gonna do us bad. Baby, baby, tell me the true fact. Will you be waiting when I get back? Up the river, daddy gonna do a thing. I told it Warren, you pay my fine. It didn't seem that he paid me no mind. Up the river, daddy gonna do a thing. The good things you have done, I can't forget. If you with me, baby, it'll be my death. Up the river, daddy gonna do a thing. I love you, baby, whole heart and soul. Stand by me until I get my parole. Up the river, daddy gonna do a thing. Be careful, baby, while I'm gone. You can't be good, I'll be gone too long. Up the river, daddy gonna do a thing.
Thank you.
The Dancing Stevedores, which you might have guessed is a pseudonym for the Mound City Blueblowers, with Stretch It, Boy. Stretch It, Boy was written by the trio of Eddie Lang, Red McKenzie, and Jack Bland, with that Silvertone 78, number 3056, recorded January 26, 1925. It was also issued on Vocalion as by McKenzie's Candy Kids, and on the Guardsman label, credited to the Colorado Candy Kids. Before that, Arthur Blind Blake was doing a stretch all right. Not pandiculation, but a stretch in the hoosegow. That's from Paramount 12810, May June 20th, 1929. We started this pandiculation set with the Sam Donahue Orchestra and 6 Mile Stretch, written by Donahue and Ken Mizell. That's on Bluebird B11198, recorded May 20th, 1941. A couple of weeks ago, I played a record by the Harlem House Rent Stompers. House rent parties originated in 1920s Harlem, when tenants, facing increasingly high rents, would host parties described as social whist parties, beer brawls, or midsummer frolics, with music, sometimes provided by the likes of Duke Ellington and Fats Waller, dancing to the Charleston, Lindy Hop, and the Breakaway, and bootleg liquor, with each guest expected to chip in at least a quarter to help cover the host's rent for the month. While rent parties might sound fun and exciting, they were put on as an act of desperation, brought on by racism and discrimination, and they continued into the 1950s. So we're going to have our own house rent party, beginning with music provided by the Dixieland Jug Blowers.
High skirts and bootleg. Let me have your most kind and noble attention, if you don't mind, for a few minutes, if you will. And don't start that ringing and twisting. I've got something to spoken, and I want it quiet and ghosty while I'm pressing this marvelous pronunciation.
Amen.
Now I declare this meeting duly open for what might come forth. And the subject is short skirts, but oh, how sweet.
Amen.
Now they say that Adam bit the apple. It's the cause of us wearing clothes today. But I think he got cheated on the first bite.
Amen.
Now in 1872, the scissors factory sold only 5,000 pairs of scissors. And I see here in 1926, they done sold 5,000 carloads for shorting women's skirts and shorting women's hair. It seems to me like they are trying to make the skirts catch up with the barbed hair.
They don't miss it, brother.
Why, skirts are getting short and shorter every year. Well, this is 1926, and I do hope I live to see 1936.
Well, it won't be long now.
Amen.
And that's all I'm got to say now, for there's going to be a house rent ball upstairs tonight. And I want to be the first one to shake a leg. I hear the music now. Come on, boy, let's go. The meeting I'm closed.
Amen.
Now, what's that you got in your hand?
A pair of dice.
Pair of dice? Let's have a little dice game. Oh, man. Two bets I shoot.
I got a dime.
Got a dime?
I got a dime.
Nickel mo.
I catch another nickel.
Yeah, I'll go. Top seven dice. Whoop, wait a minute. Grab that money. Grab that dice. Might be the Lord that. Who is that out there?
This is Colonel Franklin, the landlord.
The landlord? But what the landlord want around here?
Well, your rent was 213, and this is done at 22. Man, I gotta get some money right now.
Oh, fellas, what is I'ma do?
I tell you what let's do.
What's that?
Let's give a house rent for
it. Well, what is that?
Well, you invite everybody and make them pay at the dough.
Oh, I see. Now, that's a good idea. Now, y'all get that beat-up change what we got here, and we'll start this house rent party off ourselves. We'll have Brother Big Eye round up the folks around the neighborhood.
Good idea. That's right.
All right. Now that everything is going to be all right, I'll start this off right now. Now everything is good and ready, from liquor down to spaghetti. We're gonna have a ball until the four walls fall, cause it's house rent party day. You don't need no invitation, for it will be an open station. Tap lightly on that bell, we can hear you swell, cause it's house rent party day. Why don't you climb up them stairs, sample the wares, cause nobody cares what you may say or do. You'll see cheeky fellas buzzing with brown skin sheepers by the dozen. They're gonna cut the rug and holler, bring a jug, cause it's house rent party day. Oh, beat it out, Eddie Miller. This certainly turned out to be a fine social. Look, even the landlord is swinging.
Yes, sir. I'm having an enjoyable time.
Well, if you really want to enjoy this party, why don't you grab that band's guitar and swing in with the band?
Thank you.
Genevieve Davis with Haven't Got a Dollar to Pay Your House Rent, Man, written by Eddie Jackson and Morris Rouse. Backing Genevieve Davis, but uncredited on the label of Victor 20648, are Louis Dumain's Jazzola 8. That was recorded in New Orleans on March 5, 1927. It was preceded by another from Wingy Minone, directing the Harlem Hotshots, and providing the vocal on House Rent Party Day, recorded February 20, 1935, issued on Oriole, Melotone, Romeo, Banner, and Perfect. House Rent Party Day was written by Alex Hill and Irving Mills. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7, on demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Eddie Davis has been mentioned on the show a few times, primarily as co-composer of I'm Afraid of You, but also as Eddie Davis and his orchestra performing Dancing Fool and Bring Back the Daisies. To clarify, we're talking about violinist Eddie Davis, about whom I have absolutely no biographical information, and not saxophonist Eddie Lockjaw Davis, born in 1922. So here's a trio of rapidly rotating records from Eddie Davis. Thank you. Here you have three from the Eddie Davis Orchestra. We started with Hot Lips, written by Henry Bussey, Henry Lang, and Lou Davis. That's from Grey Gull 1120, waxed around September 1st, 1922. Next was Ivy, subtitled Cling to Me, written by Isham Jones and James B. Johnson. That was recorded around December of 1922 and issued on the Triangle label. Catalog number 11210. The Triangle record label, whose slogan was Equal All Ways, was active from 1922 to 1925. It was owned by the Bridgeport Dye and Machine Company in Connecticut, which also pressed the Rizona, Pure Tone, Carnival, and Puritan labels. Their distribution headquarters was at 1901 Fifth Avenue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And speaking of the Puritan label, we finished up with Puritan 11143, made around the middle of 1922. That was Georgette, written by Lou Brown and Ray Henderson, introduced in the Greenwich Village Follies of 1922. And whenever I hear the name Georgette, I think of the Laurel and Hardy picture Flying Deuces, in which Ollie falls in love with Georgette, a beautiful waitress in a Paris cafe. When he finds out she's already married, he tries to end it all, but he and Stan are persuaded to join the French Foreign Legion to help Ollie forget. Of course, they quickly realize that life is not for them, and they desert. They're caught and sentenced to be shot at sunrise, but they escape and steal a plane. Of course, they don't know how to fly, and after lots of rolls, loops, and dives, the plane crashes and Ollie is killed, but reincarnated as a horse and reunited with Stan, who survived the crash. Longtime listeners to the show may remember that I had a heart attack in 2002, resulting in the placement of a stent in my lower anterior descending artery following an angiogram. Things were fine until exactly 7 years later, when I had a triple bypass. Again, things were fine for the next 17 years, until I experienced another heart attack just this past Sunday night. I spent a couple of nights in the hospital and had another angiogram. My cardiologist couldn't see a specific cause for this episode, and we're treating it with antiplatelet medications and additional blood thinners. After my original angiogram, I had to lie flat on my back, perfectly still, with a sandbag on my groin for 8 hours to help close the entry wound. The family took that opportunity to use my chest as a game table and play cards. Fortunately, cardiac science has been hard at work since, and thanks to a new closure sealant, I was able to be up and walking after just 5 hours, with no pain or discomfort. I'm happy it was not more serious, and will try to make some lifestyle changes so it doesn't happen again. So, with thanks to the ambulance crew, the emergency room doctors, my cardiologist, and the nurses and staff at San Antonio Regional Hospital, Here's a set of cardiac songs.
When you stand lonely, thinking about your only, feeling disgusted and you blue, how your heart is aching, yes, it's almost breaking, no one to tell your troubles to. At the time you hang your head and begin to cry. All your friends forsake you, troubles overtake you, and your good man turns you down. People talk about you, everybody doubts you, and your friends cannot be found. Not a soul to soothe your pain, you plead in vain. You got those beating hearted blues. Oh, baby, tell me what's on your mind. What's on your mind? Pretty daddy, tell me what's on your mind. You keep my poor heart aching, I'm worried all the time. Never take another woman to be your friend. Hey, 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 hey. Never take another woman to be your friend. Still there's your man. Look right in your face and grin. I even gave up every friend I had. I even gave up every friend I had. I gave up my mother. I even gave up dear old Dad.
the Frisco Five, also known as the Louisiana Five, with Heartsickness Blues, written by Sam Coslow and Peter DeRose. That's from 7-inch Emerson 78, number 7481, made in December of 1918. The Louisiana Five was formed in 1918 by drummer Anton Lada. Over the next couple of years, the group made more than 50 sides in 18 recording sessions, most of them for Emerson, before disbanding. Before that, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra with Dear Heart, written by LaForest Dent, who played banjo in the band. That's from Victor 20855, recorded in Chicago June 11, 1927. I last played Bleeding Hearted Blues in 2009 by James B. Johnson, but we started this cardiac set with Lena Wilson, accompanied by Porter Granger on piano, and her rendition of Lovey Austin's Bleeding Hearted Blues. That's from Brunswick 2464, recorded June 29, 1923. And I'm happy to say we have time for one more. Here's B.A. Rolfe and his Palais d'Or Orchestra with Richard Rodgers' tune, My Heart Stood Still, on Edison 52210. It took three sessions over a couple of months, but they finally got it right on take 9, recorded January 27th, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.